Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Lucky Duck by Chris Kurtz, performed by Michael Crouch. To Anaya, who brings me joy. Chapter 1. Being a duck is the best thing ever. I know that because I'm already 10 days old. Hatching is excellent. Actually, come to think about it, busting out of that shell is a lot of hard work. It was finally being hatched that was so great. Getting my legs down under my body instead of hiked up around my head was a huge relief. I could hardly move inside my egg. Couldn't change positions. Heck, there wasn't even enough room to change my mind. When I finally kicked myself out, I just lay there beside my shell pieces and tried to gather my strength. And as soon as I could, I stretched and stretched. These stretches and first breaths of sweet, clear air made all the work of hatching worth it. "Frank, my dearest," said my mom, "welcome to the world. My family is the best family ever. I have the best mom ever and the best life ever. Anyone who isn't a duck, I feel a little bit sorry for them. And my mom is teaching us stuff every day. Ducklings," she says this morning, "I have something to tell you." I'm under her wing with my siblings. We aren't listening because we're too busy messing around. I'm nipping at my sister Darlene's toes, and my brother Daryl has snuck around behind and is pulling my tail, and we're laughing and carrying on. "Stop carrying on," says my mother. "Come out from under there and pay attention." My sister bites me good on the leg. "Hey, that hurt," I say. "I'm gonna get you back." "Ouch!" Mom stands up in a flutter of feathers. "Somebody just bit me on the leg! Stop that, you three, and come out where I can see you. Whoever bit me is in trouble." We can tell when Mom isn't playing around, so we come out. Luckily for me, Mom doesn't make us say who bit her. Instead, she has us sit in a row with Darlene in the middle, so Daryl and I will stop messing around. We look at her, and we can tell that this moment is extra important. "You probably don't know this," she begins, "but you three are my very first hatchlings. I've never, ever hatched ducklings before." She stops and looks at us. We look at each other. "The most special thing of all happened on the day I decided to incubate you three," she says. "Incubate means I started keeping you warm. I was walking back to the nest when I found an amulet, and I knew I would be successful this time. It was..."
"What's an amulet?" says Daryl.
"Amulet, not ambulet," says Mom. "An amulet is something that comes to you when you don't expect it. It takes care of you. My amulet was a little white stone with... guess how many little dark spots on it?" "Three," I shout. "I bet it had three little dark spots." Mother laughs, which makes me feel wonderful. "Yes, Frank, three dark spots on a little white stone, and I will keep it forever." "A lucky stone," breathes Darlene. "Say amulet," says Mother. "Amulet," we all say, except I'm pretty sure that Daryl still says ambulet. "Yes," she says. "I always watch for amulets that might bring good fortune. Children, always keep an eye out for them." I make a promise to myself to be an expert amulet finder. "Where's the amulet that brought the good luck of us?" says Darlene, which is exactly what I was thinking. I start poking around the nest. "Did you hide it after we hatched?" "I didn't hide it exactly," says Mom. "I just put it in a safe place. See if you can find it."
"Found it," says Daryl.
He pulls the little white stone out from under the nest. The three of us crowd around Mother's amulet. It's beautiful, and we all want to look at it and peck at it. After a moment, she steps in and pushes it back under the nest. "Since we are your first ones, that makes us special, doesn't it?" asks Darlene. "Yes," says Mom. "Very, very special."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?